this.
Yeah, they just started buying all like the best players in. So like since 2008, they came through and like now we're amazing. They bought all the best players.
Is there anything that creates any kind of parity? There's no rules that like salary caps or anything that it's just literally whoever has the most bucks wins. Yeah. Really.
Well, I wouldn't say wins, because like Manchester United are still one of like, the most richest teams out there.
Mm.
And what, last season we finished sixth. So it's not just about money, it's about the management as well. But obviously, if you've got the money, you can just buy the best manager.
Doesn't always work out, but it's a general.
But so yeah, a lot of academies as well, so like the youngsters coming through, like. So Manchester United was known for having like a good academy and bringing through youngsters.
Yeah.
But it's not so much recently they're buying in players. But yeah, if you've got a good academy, you've got a good chance of like getting the good players to sign for you while they're still young.
So just a little introduction here. I'm sitting here with my new friend Dak. He's one of my hostel mates.
Oh no! Ah. Oh, the game's back on.
Dak, you're from Hull,
yeah,
Yorkshire? Hull.
Yeah, Yorkshire.
So when, yeah, he's got the great Yorkshire accent. I love it.
Horrible. I hate
no,
it.
It's,
I hate myself
you
back.
Hate it? Really? I think it's cool.
Yeah.
So Dak and his lovely girlfriend, Becky, who went back to the hostel, are here. Remind me what's your whole travel plan? Like, what have you seen and... What are you about to see?
So basically, we've done something called interrailing. Mm-hmm. So we bought some train tickets for about £250, which allows us to travel on any train in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you have to reserve and pay a booking fee.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you can just jump on and go anywhere. But we're restricted to traveling for 7 days within one... within 2 month period.
Yeah.
So... We could only get 2 weeks off work, so we thought we'd get something like this. So
is it,
we can do
is it any countries in the EU, or
yeah.
It's not restricted
not,
that way?
Not just the EU, it's any country in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I did something similar where it was... Yeah, I did something similar on my last trip. I bought a Eurail pass, and...
Same thing?
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah, so there's Interrail and Eurail, same
what's
company.
Same thing, okay.
Yeah.
So we're sitting here at a little bar cafe watching England. Wow, England and Kosovo. What's the score, 5-3?
Yeah.
England was dominating. I mean, they are dominating, but Kosovo's putting on a pretty decent show here. I mean, they're making a game of it. How would you... Given my football lack of knowledge, how would you describe how the game's going right now?
Well, at the start, we missed the first two goals. So we missed the Kosovo goal and the first England goal. So when we started watching, it was 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've seen is basically Kosovo pokes the lion and England started just playing amazing.
Mm.
Scored another 4 goals in the first half.
Yeah, including one that was tapped in by Kosovo's own player.
Yeah, so there was an own goal as well. And then now in the second half, like, Kosovo seems to have woken up. And I don't know what the manager said in the team talk after, but it seems that has worked. And they've scored 2 goals. But
he definitely lit a fire under their ass.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so wait, we were going back to, so, what, you got the Interrail pass, and which countries have you seen so far?
Oh, so, started off from Leeds, which is where Becky and I live, but trained down to London's King's Cross, then in the same sort of station is London St Pancras, sort of underground. From there we got the... Eurostar through the Channel Tunnel.
Mm.
From there, you can either go to Paris or Brussels. We went to Brussels. So from think we set off.
You got wasted on Belgian beer.
Yeah, basically.
And then went to a rave in the middle of a town square.
Yeah, basically. We just had a heavy beat walking through town, and nice. We headed towards this beat and found a rave.
Nice. And did you guys get all like raved out with glitter and stuff? Or
No. It was more like a casual sort of
casual rave.
So, yeah, from Brussels, we took a flight to Prague. Prague was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It's a city on the river, and I've always found that cities on the rivers are just always beautiful. Again, good beer.
I love Prague. Yeah, good beer. Yeah, you're going to all the, like, good beer cities, basically. So Brussels, Prague.
Vienna. Vienna, it was really hit and miss. It was like, we wasn't going to go there at first. Mm. But then Becky found an apartment that was for like really, really cheap that we could stay in for one night. And because I was only staying for one night, the guy who was working there, he was there.
There's a psycho dog that keeps attacking people over there. It looks like... Yeah. It looks like Precious from the Silence of the Lambs, too.
Yeah, so
Vienna and then Croatia?
Yeah, no, Vienna, Budapest, and then here in Split in Croatia. Budapest, absolutely amazing, loved it.
So my podcast doesn't really have a theme, although I would say, so it's, the title of it is called Homies Around the World, which means just like meeting friends around the world and stuff. So it's kind of travel themed, I guess. What is your, when you travel with your girlfriend, what's like your recipe for a great trip? Like, what do you like? What do you want to get out of a trip? Do you want to party? Do you want to relax? Do you want to see culture?
Even mixture of everything. Okay. Yeah. So, like, Vienna and Prague was mainly sightseeing. It was like experiencing the culture. Obviously, went for a few drinks and stuff. When we got to Budapest, we stayed in a hostel called the Grandia Party Hostel.
Oh, okay.
So, literally got there, checked in, and the guy brought us complimentary shots.
Oh, nice.
So, everyone took a shot. First two, we got invited to a bar crawl straight away. But we found out that the night after, it was a free bar crawl.
Yeah.
So, we just stayed, had a few drinks with the people that we met in the hostel. Really nice people. And then the next day we all went out for bar crawl, and we went in this random club that, it was best way to describe it, was a maze with about 7 floors. Each floor had like a different theme.
Holy shit. Yeah.
And like, it went like down about 3 floors and up at 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing. And some of the pubs and some of the people that we met in Budapest were just amazing. It was like everyone's so friendly. Yeah. You just meet. Definitely our favorite city on our list of places that we've been.
Do you guys like pack your stuff so you have like club clothes and everything? Do you try to travel light? Like, so I mean, one of my limitations is I've got this one backpack, so I have very limited like clothing.
Yeah.
So it kind of limits me. I can't go to really nice restaurants or clubs and stuff. I mean, do you guys what's your strategy? He's wearing a very stylish button-down shirt and cut-off jean shorts, so I think it looks fine.
To be honest, we packed for going out for drinks and like being in the sun. Packed a couple of jeans, which I haven't worn.
Yeah.
I'd definitely say we overpacked. Mm-hmm. Just smart casual, I'd say.
How do you like doing hostels with your girlfriend? Do you feel like it's not private enough, or do you have fun doing it? Or
we absolutely love it.
Yeah,
gets to meet great people like yourself.
No, thank you. But do you ever try to like sneak into her like little bunk and like get some?
See, I always feel awkward doing that because I don't know how other people feel about it. It was like, obviously we don't do anything.
Yeah.
It was just literally just to chill out with each other, and just have a bit of like our time, because we don't seem to get a lot of it. Oh, penalty. Here we go, Harry Kane's going to score this.
Yellow card.
Oh, that's not happy, is it?
Kosovo's getting ornery.
So, yeah, we like the experience of having our own time to chill out and then, like, interacting with other people. And we don't want to make other people feel awkward by, like, going in the same bed and sleeping in the same bed. Because I don't know if they'd get the wrong idea from that. So we were staying in our own bed, but also, like, when during the day we'll chill in each other's bed.
Yeah. So, like, this trip and the last trip for me, the hostel thing is interesting because I'm older, so I sometimes feel like I don't really belong in the hostel, but
anyone I've never belongs in a hostel.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I've had pretty much nothing but good experiences, and you meet. I think you know, it's nice sometimes being in an Airbnb and you just have your privacy and you can just splay out and throw all your stuff everywhere and just relax. Yeah. But I gotta say, like, I love the, like, interaction and just meeting other people from around the world.
There we go. He's gonna score this. Uh-oh. This one's so
good. You gotta, like, England's got a
penalty
kick.
He's brilliant at penalties. He's already cared, so
the hold up.
What's going on? Oh.
Another yellow card. Penalty kick.
The amount of power he gets on his kicks.
Oh, he blocked it. Wow.
Oh, that's the first time I've seen him, like, miss a penalty.
I thought he had it. He just beamed that. So future trips, what's on your bucket list, Dak?
We're definitely going to come back to Croatia.
Okay.
Do like the islands, go down to Dubrovnik. Definitely do that. Probably do a bit of island hopping. We go up to Zadar as well.
Okay.
So we've not done that.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said Greece. Recommended Greece.
Yeah. I'll let you know how it turns out.
Yeah. But yeah, like, definitely, I think this is probably the last time we'll do Interrailing, because we did Interrailing last year as well. And to be honest, it's really tiring, like,
You were saying you were in a sleeper car with like six people, but they weren't full, right?
Yeah, no, so
there's just like nowhere to like spread out or nowhere to relax.
Very, very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So Becky and I was lucky enough to get our own sleeper car together, but if we were to be with six other people,
that would suck.
It would not be nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the whole hostel experience, and what we found out is people in hostels are there to be social.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always talk to people, you can always make friends. And then, like, when we booked the Grandeur Party Hostel in Budapest, we thought it was going to be a bit too much partying, people trying to force, like, shots down our throats, force us to drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was just people out there to meet friends rather than party.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I've been in a couple more party, more social hostels, but I feel like if you just want to chill out, like, people aren't going to disrespect that, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And you're not, like, rude.
People always come in quietly.
They come in the room quietly. Do you guys have trouble sleeping with like other people in the room and stuff? I mean, I snore sometimes. So.
Oh yeah. So Becky said last night, just like, because Zach's bed is at the foot of Becky's bed. She said Zach was snoring, then I was snoring above it.
She was probably getting pissed.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Tell her I'm sorry for me.
It's fine. I've been keeping her up every day.
I don't know how to prevent that.
With me, I've noticed if I'm really tired or if I'm like had a few drinks, I'll snore.
So, I didn't notice it. I was out.
Yeah, like I don't have a problem. I'm, as soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm out. Mm. Whereas Becky struggles sleeping, but.
Does she have earplugs?
She does, but she doesn't use them.
Wow.
Well, for that.
So that's it for another episode of Homies Around the World. My new friend Dak, who's a really good guy. You know, it's just what's fun about what I find fun about traveling is you just meet people unexpectedly. I met some great Irish guys on the boat today. I ran into a guy that I met. He's actually an American guy that I met at the last hostel I stayed at in Zadar, and we just ran into him. It's just, yeah, it's cool. It just makes it more worthwhile, especially when I'm solo. You have a girlfriend to talk to. I don't have anybody to talk to except for the five people listening to this podcast. So I've got to be social or else I'm just going to be Mr. Lonely. So that's it for another episode of Homies Around the World. Sweaty Yeti out.